Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it's a great day for pop culture in one sense. It's the day for the release of a movie that moved me very deeply and unexpectedly. And it's a movie with a two-time Oscar winner, Hilary Swank, as the star. A movie called Ordinary Angels. We will give you a review of it. Yes, it is a faith-based film. It's from some of the same producers who presented a film that was very successful last year, which was the movie Jesus Revolution. This is not a message movie with a religious message. It's a message about decency and basically people coming together in America. And are people going to come together once President Trump picks a running mate? We will be speaking about that with Chris Saliza, who has informed speculation on maybe some surprises in the running mate derby. Before we get to any of that, however, there's a beautiful full moon up in the sky and one to enjoy. But when it's a full moon, it's also a time for people to come out and howl with their favorite conspiracies. And that is the theme of our call of the week. Classic.
The call of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. But I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
I love your show. I love conspiracies even more.
I think I have the conspiracy that'll end all conspiracies.
Well, we'll start with the beginning, I guess. I had a couple questions, man.
On the internet. I read about a year and a half ago.
Stephen Hawking is Bill Gates' long-lost older brother.
There are questions about our moon landing.
The cover-up of the Flight 800 crash.
A worldwide plot to manipulate the weather.
I want to know what you think about all these sightings of like a 10-foot-tall hairy creature running around the Earth, running around the planet here, you know, seen by hundreds of thousands of people.
Affirmative.
Fox News is secretly financially subsidizing MSNBC News to basically be low-rated and to keep the idiots that they have on air so that Fox can maintain their high ratings.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
Stephen Hawking, Bill Gates, they were both products of an experiment to produce children of higher intelligence.
A product of selective breeding.
Hawking didn't go so well, so I think they gave Hawking up for adoption, which is too bad because he's a good dude. He's good people.
His dudeness or, El Duderino.
I mean, think about it. They're super intelligent, and if you give Stephen Hawking a haircut and clean him up a little bit, you've got Bill Gates falling asleep in a wheelchair.
Microsoft has a...
Do you remember that $2 Sibler certificate?
No.
Oh, okay. It used to be in circulation.
I have a $2 bill in my wallet, as a matter of fact.
Okay, great.
Okay, you think that JFK was assassinated because he authorized the issuance of $2 bills?
Yeah. You know, these erratic weather patterns we're having right now, this deep freeze that we're in and this major drought out there on the West Coast, the monsoon rains in England.
A little bit of stinging rain.
Monsoon rains.
And big old fat rain.
We see this kind of cloudy manufactured haze.
Do you think Barack Obama knows about this?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
They can control the weather on the planet at any given point. What do you think about that?
It's nonsense.
They're trying to fix the damage that the sun has been doing through its solar flares. Because, I mean, we've been getting hit all the time by solar flares.
I do believe that there are questions about our moon landing. And
fly me to the moon.
Do you believe that the moon landing did not actually take place?
The way the sand flew off of that little moon rover dune buggy thing, why does it act the same way it did on Daytona Beach and my Volkswagen instead of dispersing like it should in a zero atmosphere, 1/6 gravity planet like the moon?
Houston, we have a problem.
Has anybody said that this latest moon landing with the Odysseus space voyage is a fraud? I mean, I'm sure that that will be coming. In fact, it should be part of a special breakout session at CPAC, right? I mean, the latest on the moon fakery. But there's another story that it sounds, when you hear it initially, just ludicrous and silly and like a parody of something. But it's actually a pretty serious story, and it's covered by Peter Baker, who's been a guest on this show, and he does justice to a very important story. And he begins by writing, "The Secret Service had to adjust our operational tactics to protect President Biden because the First Family's dog kept biting agents, including one who required 6 stitches and another whose blood spilled onto the floor of the White House, according to a newly released internal emails that were posted online. The agency recorded at least 24 biting episodes between October 2022 and July 2023, involving Commander, a German Shepherd who became the terror of the West Wing, Camp David, and also of the presidential homes in Delaware, about half of which required medical attention. According to the documents, Commander was banished from the White House last fall to an undisclosed location." I don't imagine that Commander is in the pound, but he's somewhere in doggy jail. There is a clip 16 on this issue from Jake Tapper. Listen.
"Did the White House send Commander to live with family immediately after this?"
"Well, no, Jake. I mean, Commander actually remained at the White House for more than 3 months after this email was sent, and there were multiple incidents in that time. And exactly 1 month after that email, an agent working at the Biden's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home was bit in the backyard as he walked to his post. And the report we got from that incident said that it caused a severe, deep, open wound, that the agent started to lose a significant amount of blood. That agent was treated by the White House medical unit, got 6 stitches. And we learned that more than 10 of these total incidents required medical treatment. Now, the First Family really considers this dog to be part of the family. Source close to the Bidens telling CNN that the family is heartbroken and feels awful about the situation."
"Yeah, I've been in a similar situation. It's rough. I didn't mean that as a stupid pun. Like, it's difficult, but
absolutely,
the dog has to go. Thankfully, we were able to find a home for ours."
Okay, this goes on. "The recent dog bites have challenged us to adjust our operational tactics when Commander is present. Please give lots of room, staying a terrain feature away if possible," an assistant special agent in charge of the presidential protection detail wrote to the team. "We will continue to keep a protected person whose code name was blacked out in the document but was clearly meant to be Mr. Biden in our sight, but must be creative to ensure our own personal safety. The agent reported that they were seeking a better solution soon. The better solution was to put Commander in exile. Apparently, one of the descriptions here is when he stands up on his hind legs, he's like face to face with Secret Service agents and can bite them in the face. Meanwhile, who would replace President Biden? Vice President Harris? Who's the VP pick for Trump? That coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
On
the Michael Medved Show. Chris Saliza is a veteran Washington reporter, political insider, covers the nation at large, and particularly power players. That's the name of his book, Sports, Politics, and the American Presidency. And he also has talked about the big game, the high class sport of the vice presidential selection. President Trump is widely anticipated to win the South Carolina primary tomorrow. Meanwhile, Chris Saliza has written about potential choices for vice president, and you can read that at Chris Saliza, that's Chris, C-I-L-L-I-Z-Z-A, .substack.com. Chris, what about the vice presidency? Do you believe that President Trump is told the truth when he said he's already selected his vice presidential choice?
No, I don't. I think he is.
What a shock.
I think he is someone who is decidedly changeable in his views on most things, and I think the vice presidency is the same thing. I quoted in a piece I wrote about the vice presidency and Trump. I quoted Trump. So he did a town hall with Fox News with Laura Ingraham earlier this week, and so. She asked about the VP, and he says, I'm going to quote this. He says, so the one thing that always surprises me is that the VP choice has absolutely no impact. It's whoever the president is, it just seems. Okay, he says that. Then the next sentence, he says this, and I'm quoting. So I think it's very important. But look, first is that, as we said, it has to, you know, do with whoever it is, you know. It's a very important position for that reason. He just said it doesn't matter, and then the next sentence he says it's very important. So, you know, I actually think the it's not all that important is probably right. Like, I think we are still very much attached to 1960 JFK picking Lyndon Johnson and helping him win the South, and, you know, that these picks have significant political impact. You know, I think usually that's not the case in the modern era. I think typically people are, as Trump said, the first thing he said, people are voting for the top of the ticket. But nonetheless, you know, it is, I think it is, to the extent there's drama in the Republican primary race, this is it. Because like you said, Trump's going to win South Carolina, he's going to win every state on Super Tuesday, and then, you know, the race is, for all intents and purposes, over.
You think every single race, all 16 of them?
I do. I don't see a place where he's not going to win. Yeah, I guess there's always a possibility somewhere, particularly in a smaller state where there's not as much vote. You know, there's just a smaller group of people voting. But, yeah, I think he's probably going to win South Carolina by 25 or 30, 25. That's Nikki Haley's home state. She's campaigned heavily there, spent heavily there. He's campaigned occasionally there and spent not as heavily, and I think he's going to roll there. And then I just think it's sort of inevitable, and I think he would probably win those states anyway on Super Tuesday, but I think he's going to, thanks to momentum, win them probably even bigger.
Okay, so if you were to select, and I know that at CPAC, I believe this time they're not even doing a straw poll on who the presidential...
Yes.
No, they're doing the straw poll on who should be the vice presidential nominee. Who do you think is going to score well on that straw poll?
Yep.
Would Trump pay any attention to it? Who is he likely to turn to as
I thought it was hard to get into his mind when he makes decisions, because I do think he's very changeable. I mean, I think it's sort of like, what have you done for me lately? So in that, I will say today, I think if he had to make the pick today, and that does not mean he's going to pick this person in the long run, but if he had to make the pick today, I think he would probably pick Tim Scott from South Carolina. I don't think that would have been the case 6 weeks ago. I think, remember, Scott ran for president, dropped out of the race relatively in short order. I think ran a fine race, but was never really in contention. Endorsed Trump, and I think has been a very active Trump supporter at that town hall that I mentioned. It was in South Carolina that Fox News did. Trump singled him out, said a lot of people are talking about that gentleman right over there pointing to Scott. He's been so great. He's been such a great advocate. These are Trump's words. So I also think Trump likes the idea of picking with Tim Scott as the first African-American Republican elected since Reconstruction in the South to the Senate. You know, I think Trump does not like, Trump bristles at the idea that he is either racist or benefits from racism. Politically, I think picking Tim Scott for him would be a way to address that. My question with Tim Scott is does Tim Scott have enough attack dog in him? He's very good at a positive message. We've never really seen him carry a negative message, and obviously in recent elections, that's sort of the job of the VP. They're the attack dog. So I don't know if that's the perfect fit, but I do think he is
Trump has enough attack dog in him.
That
Trump
is
doesn't
true.
Want anybody upstaging him as an attack dog.
He may not need more
Trump's
attack.
An attack dog
that's
like commander. He's like President Biden's dog, commander.
Usually the presidential candidate or the president likes to stay above the fray a little bit, but you are 100% right. That is not really Donald Trump's MO.
Okay, one of the reasons I think you're right about Tim Scott, and I wish I could disagree with you, is that when you think about picking Mike Pence as mm-hmm. his running mate, Tim Scott is the most Pence-like candidate you could pick. Everyone says nice guy, very Christian in his approach, and if it's not Tim Scott, you think Kristi Noem?
So I'll give you two other names. I think one is Elise Stefanik from New York, a fourth-ranking House leader, very pro-Trump. She was obviously deeply involved in bringing the university presidents down. And then I do think Kristi Noem is in the mix there. Telegenic, two-term governor, has been with Trump since the beginning, did not shut her state down during COVID. I think there's a lot to recommend her. She's my dark horse. When people say, who do you think that people aren't talking as much about that he might pick, I always say Kristi Noem.
Okay, Kristi Noem just made a very eloquent statement about President Biden and Vice President Harris at CPAC. This is what the governor of South Dakota had to say.
Leadership matters. I'm just going to say it. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they suck.
she couldn't even say Kamala.
She said the name wrong, which is annoying. I mean, like, so in politics on 1.0, I'd be like, I don't know if that's good. But in Donald Trump world politics 2.0, that definitely recommends Kristi Noem to Donald Trump.
The idea that it's going to be a female or a person of color, Byron Donalds people mentioned, but he has that Florida problem of both him and President Trump being residents of Florida. Coming up, we'll get to more highlights from CPAC and even an alternative. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Join now at michaelmedved.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You
USA News Update. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Biden speaking from the White House.
Well, we in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Biden highlighted that Kyiv persists and remains free almost 2 years after Russian troops invaded that country. A University of Georgia student's death has led to one person being taken into custody. Nursing student Lakin Hope Riley, who left for a morning run Thursday and never returned, prompted concerned friends to contact the police when she failed to return. The EPA is allowing drivers in 8 major corn-producing states, including Nebraska, Iowa, and others, to access E15 fuel blends year-round starting in 2025. E15, containing 15% ethanol, was previously restricted during summertime. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a great deal of excitement, of course, at CPAC. They not only got to hear Kristi Noem speak so eloquently about what she dislikes about President Biden and Vice President Harris. There'll be plenty of time for that in the campaign. And again, would it be exciting to see Kristi Noem debate Kamala Harris? Well, I'm not sure excitement is the right word, but it could be entertaining. And by the way, I do think that in terms of her communications abilities, Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, would easily outdo Vice President Harris. They both would outdo Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was at CPAC talking about what just excites everybody there more than one can even plausibly describe. It is a level of excitement. Well, here, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresslady from Georgia. Listen.
You can hear the excitement here in the crowd. They're cheering and they're excited to see President come.
I think they mean President Trump, or she means President Trump. Doesn't that seem like that might have been something of a misstatement? I mean, maybe just possibly. There's also this, and it's something that I frankly have to admit I really wasn't thinking about. But Newsmax is reporting that while the annual Conservative Political Action Committee, CPAC, is taking place outside of Washington, a rival anti-CPAC will take place inside the Beltway at the same time. The fourth annual Principles First Summit bills itself as an alternative to CPAC, and it features a speakers list marking a who's who of anti-Trump Republicans, including former Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, former RNC Chair Michael Steele, the current Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and then they just list him as Trump critic. It's also former husband of Kellyanne Conway, George Conway, and former Ohio Governor John Kasich, to name a few. Principles First defines itself as a principled Americans on the right and center right who are concerned about the health of American democracy, and it organized a series of meetups around the country to serve as an alternative to the Conservative Political Action Committee. And one alternative to CPAC involves an issue where I can't believe the level of attention it's gotten, but the headline in New York Times says, "Black student can be suspended over his hairstyle, a Texas judge rules." Now, it makes it sound as if they have just singled out this black student for expulsion because of hairstyle, but that's not the truth. The student is named Daryl George. He's 18 years old, and he has locks, that's L-O-C-S, or long rope-like strands of hair that he pins on his head in a barrel roll, a protective style that his mother said reflected black culture. How that reflects black culture, I don't know. Since the start of his senior year this last August, he has faced a series of disciplinary actions at Barbers Hill High School in Bellevue, about 30 miles east of Houston, after refusing to cut his hair. He is separated from his classmates, given disciplinary notices, and placed in a school suspension and sent to an off-campus program. It seems to me a little bit extreme. The banning, the hearing on Thursday in the 23rd Judicial District Court, which went against this young man, and this all has to do with the fact that they had passed in the Texas legislature what was called the Crown Act, which was meant, the district asked a state district judge, Craig R. Kane III, to clarify whether the dress code violated a state law called the Texas Crown Act, as the defendants, Mr. George and his mother, Darina George, had asserted. The act, which took effect on September 1st, says a school district policy, quote, may not discriminate against a hair texture or protective hairstyle commonly or historically associated with race. It does not specifically mention hair length. The Crown Act does not render unlawful those portions of the Barbers Hill dress and grooming restrictions limiting male students' hair length, Judge Kane said. Again, we're a serious country. We have some serious problems. The world needs us. The fact that people are going to this length, and this is on both sides, to debate what kind of hair this young man is permitted to wear or to arrange, just seems strange and inappropriate.
The trial was the latest development in a case that has prompted scrutiny of education policies and race in the United States. At least 24 states have adopted laws that made it illegal to discriminate against students or workers because of their hairstyle. The case involving Mr. George began soon after officials at the school objected to his locks and said Mr. George told Mr. George that the length of her son's hair, even though it was pinned, violated the district's dress code. The district subjected him to punishments, including suspension, after he refused to cut his hair. I'm not sure I understand. I'm not sure I understand what this dress code is intended to accomplish. Look, there are a lot of things that people do with their hairs. There's things people do with their bodies generally, tattoos, for instance. And, again, you see it and you wonder, what? Why is this important? But the idea that this becomes now the subject for a course case and a court case and more and becomes a national phenomenon, that seems to me to be truly bizarre. President Trump in South Carolina has five reasons that he believes the DOJ would investigate Nikki Haley. Listen.
No, that's a crooked, it's a crooked deal. But Nikki Haley, if she were ever in this position, they'd go after her. I could tell you about five reasons right now, but I don't want to get myself in trouble. They'll say, he's so mean. He's so mean. Oh, there are some reasons. I think everybody in your state knows some beautiful reasons. They would go after her the same way they go after me. That's what they do.
And in other words, what are those five reasons? Again, this is something, a great way to continue an enlightening and important campaign. Speaking of enlightening and important, usually those words aren't associated with a movie. But they could be with a movie called Ordinary Angels that stars Hilary Swank, double Oscar winner. Coming out today, we'll be reviewing it moments from now here on The MedVet Show. Be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists
to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, wishing everybody a very meaningful, wonderful, uplifting weekend. From what I understand, there are big chunks of the country all over that are getting unseasonably warm weather. Yeah, that's that climate change that you hear about, but as particularly when you're talking about the very end of February and getting temperature that is more like temperature you expect in June or July, well, that's something that can be accepted, I hope, as a gift. Speaking of a gift, there's a film that I'm very positive about, even though I know there are some people who have hesitations about it, but it is the latest from Hollywood. Okay, the movie that I've been talking about actually moved me profoundly, partially because it is a true story. And if it weren't a true story, and again, there's so many different ways that you talk about true stories. Sometimes people say, well, it's inspired by a true story. And whenever somebody says that, that means they go very far away from the actual story, and they said, well, it gave us the idea, it's inspired by, this is a true story with real people, and they use their real names, and it's a story about a real little girl in Kentucky in way back in 1993. The movie stars Hilary Swank, and Hilary Swank also plays a real-life character who was a hairdresser, and she drank too much. And she was running a hair salon, a small businesswoman,
but had a very unfulfilled, unhappy personal life and was drinking to the point of passing out and to the point of the people working with her trying to get her to go to AA meetings to deal with some of her problems. And then all of a sudden, she sees a piece in the newspaper, and this is all part of that true story, back in 1993. And it's a piece about a very pretty, adorable, enchanting 5-year-old little girl who is seriously ill. Her mother has died when she was a tiny infant, and now she is deeply ill with a liver problem. She needs a liver transplant. And even though the main character, played by Hilary Swank, double Oscar winner, 2 Best Actress Oscars, even though she's never met these people, has no connection with them, she seeks them out to try to help raise the money necessary for this little girl to have her life-saving medical procedure. Some of the dialogue in the film sounds like this.
I've owned 4 small businesses. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer right now.
They're asking us to reduce the family's medical bills due to hardship.
No, I'm asking you to erase them. All of them.
We are going to save this girl, you hear me?
This is our last chance. If we don't take it, Michelle dies.
How did it become your responsibility to save her?
Because I'm here, because I can.
And again, the story is quite remarkable, and the different lengths that the characters go through to try to save and rescue this little girl, because it's very difficult, even when you're in line to get a liver transplant. You have to be able to get to the appropriate hospital right away, because that liver that would be used can't live and can't be viable unless you come in right away. And what happens if that right away involves some other challenges? That's part of what is very watchable here. The other co-star in the film is Alan Richman, who is from Reacher, which is a popular show on Amazon. He plays the little girl's widower father. Ed Schmidt was his real name. And he is very reluctant to take help from a stranger. And one of the things that is fascinating about the movie is they're close enough to the actual characters who have come out and written about this experience and this whole remarkable story, that it's not taken in the normal Hollywood style that you would expect, which is, there's going to be a romance between this guy who works as a roofer in the construction trades and this hairdresser who moves heaven and earth, really, to deal with some of his financial challenges and to save his small daughter. The one thing you can say about it, and I've read a bit about this full story, is there are some details about the story that are not really details that change anything, that are left out. But generally, to see something like this, where the older sister of the little girl who is central and has written a book about this entire experience, and the angels that are talked about here have to do with people who find one another and help one another, including people who are members of a church who work together to do an amazing job of clearing out the church parking lot of snow in the middle of a blizzard so that a helicopter can land. And I don't want to give away too much of the movie, but it is a remarkable piece of work. First of all, Hilary Swank, who won her Oscar for Million Dollar Baby, you may remember that film, and she won another Oscar for Girls Don't Cry, playing a transgendered character. If this film does well at all, it's not inconceivable at all that she will also get another Oscar nomination for this film. She does such a spectacular job playing someone who is riddled by alcoholism and fighting against it, and finds that the reason and the best basis for fighting against it is becoming one of those ordinary angels, one of those good people who find salvation in helping other people, which is a theme throughout the film. The characters are believable. Alan Rickman, who is from the show Reacher, plays the also in a very sensitive and moving performance, plays the father of this little girl who is central to the film. The entire thing is deeply moving. It will probably produce tears for a lot of people who see it. It is produced by the same faith-based filmmakers, even though this is not an overtly religious film. It doesn't come across with anything like an altar call or anything like that, but does show you the seductive and redemptive power of goodness and compassion and generosity. It's rated PG, though it probably should have been PG-13, because in dramatizing the illness, which is at the center of the film, there are some scenes that are intense and scary, and people should be sensitive about small children participating in this very uplifting film. It's deserves 3.5 stars, and it certainly is a film that is well written, beautifully acted, and very satisfying to watch. The movie Ordinary Angels, opening up around the country today. Coming up on the Medved Show, President Biden has I'm not sure this is another blurting something out, but he has revealed what he says are the keys to his successful marriage to Dr. Jill Biden. Do I question that I have a successful marriage? I have no reason to, but there's a questionable comment that the president made about that. There's also a shocking figure that 62% of Americans lack a college degree, but can they solve the labor shortage? There are a bunch of big companies that have dropped college degree requirements. Is that a good idea in moving America in the right direction? And a place that Trump's biggest negative is he brings out the worst in his fellow Americans. We will cover that and more next time on the Medved Show.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.